Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you have a home? What makes your home special? You know, some kids don't have a happy home. Sometimes there's arguing and fighting. Sometimes they don't feel safe. But did you know that Jesus is making a special home just for you? He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus is preparing a mansion for you.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the billows home. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
It's time to review our books of the Bible. Are you ready? I bet you are. Get out your fingers. We have 5 new books today, don't we? Get out your fingers because we have 5 books today. So let's start. They're all T's. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy. Titus. Good job. Okay, I'm going to say the first 2, then you say the next 2, and then I'll say the last one. Are you ready? All right, so I'm going to go first. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Now it's your turn. Titus. Good job. All right, you go first. I want you to say the first 2. Are you ready? 1st and 2nd Timothy. Now it's your turn. Titus. Good job. Let's review from the beginning. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd, what is it? Timothy. Good. Titus. Wow, you are doing a fabulous job learning these books of the Bible. I am really proud of you. Keep up the good work. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you are back with me today. We are talking about the signs that Jesus gave his disciples to help them know that his coming was near. Now, he didn't say when his coming would be, but that we could know that it was near. It's kind of like when we went camping. Remember I told that story at the beginning of the week? We went camping and there were signs everywhere warning about bears. Did we know when a bear would show up? No. Did we know where a bear would show up? No. But did we know that they were around and that they could be there really soon? Yes, we did. Well, today, before we get started and continue learning about the signs that Jesus gave, we want to ask His Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, send Your Spirit to fill our hearts to understand in a better, deeper way Your love for us, Your messages of warning, and the signs that You have given us that you are about to come. We love you. Amen. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, he had told a prophet named Joel that certain signs would happen before the end of the world. On the Mount of Olives that day, Jesus talked about those signs. So let's look up Joel chapter 2, verse 31. Joel is in the Old Testament. It's a few books before Matthew. So if you can find Matthew, go towards the front of the book. Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Okay, that's how the end of the Old Testament goes. So Joel, Amos, Obadiah. Joel is in the Old Testament. If you need to pause this recording, go for it. Joel might be a little challenging to find if you're not really comfortable. If you want to just listen, that's fine too. Joel chapter 2, verse 31. Once you find Joel, then you find chapter 2, and then you can see verse 31. You might have to flip a page. Joel chapter 2, verse 31. What does it say?
The sun should be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
The sun will be what? Turned into darkness. The moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of our Lord. So Joel gave us warnings that that's what's going to happen. The sun's going to get dark. The moon's going to turn to blood before the day of our Lord. Now, let's look up Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. We know that, right? Matthew chapter 24. So once you find 24, it's kind of towards the back of the book, 24. And then you're going to look up verse 29. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
So what did Jesus say? He's repeated what Joel had said. He said the sun is going to be darkened. The moon's not going to give its light. So he said it in a little different way. And then what else did he add to it? What else is going to happen? The stars are going to fall from the heavens. It has been nearly 2,000 years since Jesus told his disciples about those signs. And three of them have already happened. Can you believe it? The first sign in verse 29 happened on May 19, 1780. That was like almost 250 years ago. That day started bright and sunny, but by noon it became so dark that people had to use candles in order to see. School children hurried home early. Cows went to their barns, and chickens and birds thought it was time to go to sleep, even though it was the middle of the day. The second sign happened that night, the very same night, when the full moon came out. It was so red that it looked like blood. Do you think the people were a little nervous and wondering what is going on? I think so, but the Bible told it. The Bible predicted that that's what was going to happen. So all they had to do was look in Joel and then look in Matthew, and they could see that that's what Jesus said would happen before he came. The third sign happened on November 13, 1833. That was just under 100 years ago. That night, people in the United States watched as thousands of falling stars were shooting in all directions from the middle of the sky. Many people who had been studying the Bible were sure that it was a sign that Jesus was coming soon. Have you ever seen a shooting star? Just the other night, my family and I were out driving and we saw a shooting star. It looked like it was falling and it looked so close. It looked like it fell right behind some trees. In fact, my boys were like, let's go find it. But the area where it fell, or it might have fallen, even if it was close, there was no way to get to it by vehicle. And I told them, I said, just because it looks close does not mean that it is close. But it's fun to see a shooting star. It just makes you feel, wow, that was really neat. It's not something you see every day. Another sign is that wickedness is increasing, and the love of many people for Jesus is getting either warmer or colder. That means that people either love Jesus more and they keep loving him more and more and more, or their love for him, they're distracted and they have things come up and they just slowly, their relationship with him starts to suffer. You know, Jesus told us this in verse 12 and 13, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 and 13. Why don't you look at that? What does it say? Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 and 13.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Lawlessness will abound. The love of many will grow cold. But what does Jesus promise? He who does what? Endures to the end. Do you know what it means to endure? To remain faithful, to keep on, to not give up. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Jesus loves you so much. He wants you in his kingdom with him. He wants you to keep close to him. But it's a choice that we make. Did you know that? You have a choice every day to do things that help your relationship with Jesus to grow stronger, or to become distracted and to allow things to get in the way between you and Jesus. Those are the choices that you have today. Jesus wants you to endure to the end, to be right there with him all the way to the end. I know I want to be with him. What about you? Let's pray and ask him to help us to be faithful. Dear Lord, help us to be faithful to you no matter what. Keep us to the end. Thank you for your promises that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are there. Come into our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse song. How are you doing with it? Are you doing okay? When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When we see these signs that we've been studying this week, when we see them happening around us, we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus' coming is near. Do you want to be ready when he comes? I know I do. Let's sing the song together.
Luke 21:31.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near.
Have you heard of Seed Pod Beginners? It's a 7 to 9 minute podcast just for kids ages 0 to 5 years old. It can be used for family worship or your child's special daily devotional time with Jesus.
Each week has two programs that focus on a major Bible story using
Jesse Name,
Nature Lessons,
Memory Verse,
Bible Story,
Prayer Time,
I Guess the Songs, Coming Paydays,
and more to reinforce the Bible story and character lessons. There is also a weekly memory verse put to song to help them hide God's word in their hearts. The programs are highly interactive and include young children's voices to encourage your little ones to participate.
Here's what parents are saying about the Seed Pod for Beginners.
My family so appreciates the Seed Pod, especially the beginner one, as my son is 2 years old. He loves listening every morning. We've been memorizing the memory verses, and I just love seeing his eyes light up with excitement as he listens and grows closer to Jesus.
Listen to it during lunchtime, and the girls love it so much they have it memorized.
I highly, highly recommend it to anyone who is thinking about a structured way to get their little ones into a program of devotions and worship every day.
My 3-year-old son loves listening to Seed Pod Beginners every day for his devotional time. And he especially likes the singing and will often ask me to repeat the memory verse song over and over and over and over again until we both have it memorized. And I know that you and your little ones will enjoy listening to these programs and will learn so much about God's Word. So to find out more information, go to startingwithjesus.com/seedpod. This is a free program just for you and your family, thanks to our dedicated volunteers and donors. And you can once again find out more information about this podcast at startingwithjesus.com/seedpod.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.